You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network of podcasts.
This is artist Josh Burcham. Have you jumped inside the pull bag only on the Geekcast Radio Network?
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, and Image to IDW, Boom Studios, and Zenoscope, we have everything right here. We cover things like Transformers, He-Man, superheroes, TMNT, and Radiant Black. Yeah, we have all that and so much more. It's all inside the pull bag here on the Geekcast Radio Network. So, without further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we're reading right now, here inside the pull bag.
Hello and welcome to the pull bag. This is episode 486. That's right, folks, 486. 86 is a Transformers number, and we are here to talk about Transformers Beast Wars issue number 15 from IDW Publishing. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron.
Yo.
And we're going to get to the comic right after this.
We've waited a long time for this. Yes. Let us be close enough to enjoy it.
Steve Megatron, are you ready?
Ready for what?
Ready to get your ass kicked by the Valk.
No.
I can't get him to... some voice actors, man, you just can't direct them. Anyway, we are here to talk about IDW Publishing Transformers Beast Wars issue 15. The main cover is Megatron with all of the Valk around him. Megatron and Primal, yep, with all of the Valk around them. As you know, written by Eric Burnham, art by Winston Chan on this, with colors by Ellie Wright, letters done by Nathan Widwick and Jake Wood. So Jake, it's interesting. Jake dropped his M, his middle initial. It used to be Jake M. Wood. Assistant editor is Riley Farmer. Editor is Jasmine Joyner. Supervising editor, David Marriott. We get the story so far, catching us up from issue 14. We get the roll call featuring Optimus Primal, Megatron, Saberback.
Saberback.
What is that? Razor, not Razor Claw.
Polar Claw.
There you go. Tigatron, Air Razor, and Inferno, who are all the children of the Valk. And then you have...
which I find that very funny.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Tonrar, T-Car, and Pekak as the Valk people. And yeah, we start this off with Optimus Primal wondering where they are, and he and Megatron are trapped in some really powerful stasis electro fields. I love on the Comixology app on every smart device out there, like mobile phones and things like that, on the guided view, it zooms in because Primal is kneeling, and Megatron says, "Well, if nothing else, I got to see that." And, like, the panel in the guided view is, like, super zoomed in on his heels, like he has, like his feet are actual heels. I think that's hilarious. So Primal and Megatron are trying to figure out where they are and how they can get out, and they come up against the children of the Valk, which, as you said, is interesting to see which characters are children of the Valk. That's one way to introduce them, a new and different way to introduce them. So there's that.
I do like how Megatron's basically talking to his dinosaur, mm-hmm, head in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the fact that I like Josh Burcham's art.
No, this is Winston Chan.
I do. Yeah, I like his art, but I'm saying I also like this.
Yeah.
Because I get Megatron in a different, mm-hmm, look.
Yeah, Josh draws Megatron more show accurate, kind of. Like, he's, but yes.
Well, Josh's is more the blocky, yeah, look.
And
which yeah. I have no issue with. I think it's kind of cool. I would, if there was a figure of it, I would do that too. But I know that people have 3D printed it. But besides that, I'm liking this look.
Yeah.
It's just more realistic.
Yeah. It's kind of like going from, and when I say this, it's not an insult. Okay. It's kind of like going from Batman Forever to.
Well, it's apples to oranges.
Right. But I'm saying it's kind of like going from Val Kilmer in Batman Forever to Christian Bale in Batman Begins, where, like you said, this is more a realistic look of Megatron than an actual cartoony look of what he would look like when Josh is doing it.
I will say the backgrounds are pretty simplistic.
Yeah, I was listening to Transmissions and Charles and Daryl and Dr. Pants and everybody. And that's the thing about this comic. It's character driven. It's been character driven since the first issue.
Although I will say it's easier to cut the background out. Because the background is one color.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. I like that the backgrounds are so simple and they are just either one or two colors or just a solid color. We still haven't figured out. They have not stated if this is Earth or not. I don't think it's Earth. Because I think if they really wanted to get the Beast Wars fans in at some point, they would have had Optimus and Dinobot figure out, Optimus, Dinobot, and Wasp, one moon now. They would have done something. So I cannot wait to see if they state if it is Earth. I don't think they actually ever do, because I have read to the end of the series and I don't think it's ever said. But the basic, one color, I'm looking at the panel where Primal gets out of the force field here. And Megatron says, "Impossible." It's just a pinkish purplish color, and then Megatron is his purple and Optimus is his blue, at least for this part of that first panel there on that page. This is page 13 out of 32. And I don't mind that this is a character driven comic. I don't mind that the backgrounds are simple. Like I said already, I know I'm repeating myself. I like that because it makes you focus more on what's going on, whether it's action or whether it's them having a discussion. So,
yeah, I'm really enjoying the art, but I'm also enjoying the direction, Primal conversing with Tigatron, who's more calm of the group. Yes. And Air Razor and all of them are we're more of the planet, not of you. Mm-hmm. And Megatron arguing with them, and I think it's funny that Inferno throws in Queens. Mm-hmm. In his conversation.
Well, he has to, because he's a child of the Valk at this point. He's not Megatron's lackey, which Megatron basically just takes him up and demolishes him. Poor Inferno. He just can never catch a break. And the Valk finally reveal their true selves to Megatron and Primal. They have to figure out how to defeat the Valk. And the last panel is Megatron says, very last panel, bottom of the page.
Of which page?
Very last page.
Of the comic?
Megatron says,
"I'm getting there." because I was skimming other parts of it. Is it the part where he says yes. We're doomed?
We're doomed. There's no chance for us.
You surprised me, Megatron. I figured if anyone would be up for a fight against a powerful enemy of pure spite, it would be you. Besides, there's always a chance, and we're going to make this one count. Next, it's almost the end.
I think it's the Vok. The funny that they agree to stand back at Primal's request.
Yeah.
Despite Megatron's irritation and being scanned.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Vok are learning from Optimus and Megatron because, you know, there's this whole page here where Megatron murders a couple of bots and the Vok are like, don't you want him to be killed? Don't you? Because he just, you know, and Optimus goes on and says, you know, they were attacking us, so they got killed. He's, you know, we're not going to straight up murder somebody. You know, he's going to have his day in court kind of thing. I like that. I like that they're teaching the Vok something. It's kind of like any of those versions of It's a Wonderful Life. And I know this is so stupid to compare this to that, but the one I can think of is the episode of Beverly Hills 90210 when it's the man and the woman star people angel thing, but they're shown as stars in the sky. And they're arguing back and forth, and they see what Jason, Brandon and Brenda and all of them do to come together to fix an issue or something. It's the same thing here where the Vok are like, why would you do that? Why would you, you know, and it's because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I absolutely love, and we always absolutely love the alternate covers, but the cover art for this on the pull bag will be Megatron close up on his face. This is done by James Marsh with him holding an Optimus Primal plushie, basically crushing it in his fist. I love that.
I do like that one.
So awesome. So very awesome. Anything else? Is there anything you didn't say about issue 15? Is there anything else you want to say about it?
I mean, I really like the art and the hair on like Tigatron and Air Razor. I like the fact that Primal figures out how to get out by watching them.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because he transforms into beast mode, touches it, and he's like, shing, and then Megatron's like, impossible. Mm-hmm. And then they both escape. And, you know, the Vok are kind of watching and waiting as they put them through the paces. And I think it's funny how Megatron takes them all out, but Primal's doing it like smacking them.
Yes.
Like very calmly. Yep. And but Megatron, when he's in beast mode and he takes out Polar Claw.
Yeah.
And Polar Claw's like, oh, this is less fair a fight off the ground. Release me and fight more honorably. And Megatron's like, no. And Inferno's like, you killed him.
That should be obvious. Yes. As should what comes next.
You know, and then gets into the fight. And I think it's funny how Primal and Megatron have to work together, you know, to take him out. And then he finds them both kind of cloaked,
yep,
you know, Saberback and Inferno. and how he basically wipes them out. He doesn't show him kill Inferno though.
Yeah, no, it doesn't show him kill Inferno. And I don't,
which leads me to believe that the Vok will release Tigatron and Air Razor for the Maximals and Inferno for the Predacons. Mm-hmm. But again, I haven't read the final issue, so I have no idea.
I have read through the end. And, oh, man, I feel so. We're going to get to it faster than you think, folks, here inside the pull bag and on All Things Transformers. Even though the next two episodes of All Things Transformers, we have the guy from, is it, how many people is it from Toy Robot?
Okay. Two.
We got the people from Toy Robot next on All Things Transformers, and then I've got Mike from Transmissions for an Origins. After that, we will get to the Beast Wars annual and then issues 16 and 17 for the finale. So it's going to be coming up this summer. Well, we're already in the middle of summer. It's after June 21st, but it'll be sooner than you think. And, oh, God, I wish this was – I wish IDW was not losing the license, because I just feel like they just started. Like, they didn't get – 17 issues is not enough. Like, we've enjoyed – have we had little nitpicks about this series? Yeah, sure. But overall, yeah, we've enjoyed the hell out of this, because it's a completely different – way to show us the Beast Wars characters, and they're doing different things with them, and it's interesting and it's fun, and damn it, I'm gonna miss it.
Yep.
What would you rate issue 15 0 to 5?
I'll probably give it a 5. I really enjoyed the banter between the two leaders, and then the fact that they took out the Vok, and you know, you get to see a brand new plethora of, you know, Autobot or Maximal Predacon variants. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I am also going to give it a 5. There wasn't anything in here that I didn't really super enjoy. And like you said, it's all about the character and how Primal and Megatron eventually decide to team up, at least for now, kind of thing. So, so much fun. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here inside the Pullbag and also on All Things Transformers. For the Pullbag, you've just heard the comic review, but over on All Things Transformers, everyone heard our news catch-up coverage. Where can the people find you online, sir?
Well, they can find me on the Twitters at SCP21.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates, at the Pullbag for our updates here on this podcast, at All Things TFV3 for that show. I am at TFG1Mike. Make your great escape into comics and join the Transformers universe today. I have no script in front of me, so that's what happens.
This is getting expensive.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yes.